is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. The balloon, the latest information from the Wall Street Journal. New information described by a range of officials from the Pentagon, State Department, and the FBI as the Biden administration prepared to take unspecified action against companies and entities linked to the Chinese balloon program. What about the balloon program? According to the Journal, images captured by high-altitude U-2 surveillance planes show that the balloon was equipped with multiple antennas, including an array likely capable of pinpointing location communications. I stop there because I welcome John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, former ambassador to the UN for the President of the United States, commenting all week long as the information drips out about the balloon. What we do know is that the Chinese reaction when it was first spotted was to say, one, the falsehood that it was meteorological research, two, that it was a civilian airship, and three, that it was accidental, that it drifted over the Aleutian Islands, Canada, and the United States. John, a very good evening to you. The three deceptions are a bad beginning. What to make of this balloon now, especially because we're told there's a PLA program that has many of these balloons? Good evening to you, John.
Good evening. Well, you know, the administration has had so many stories over the past week, and I think it reflects them trying to do damage control for what they know is a very serious problem. And let's just take these three initial things that the Chinese said. Obviously, it's not a weather balloon. I think that'll be proven conclusively when we get more of the debris up off the ocean floor. Civilian, you know, it's sometimes hard to tell in China. I suspect it was military. And that raises a further question. Did Xi Jinping know about this, or was the military doing it on its own? If Xi himself authorized this mission, that's a problem. But I have to say, if he didn't authorize it, if he didn't know about it, that may be a bigger problem. And finally, I think just the way the Chinese issue statements like that continues to show bad faith and deception. Look, let's say it really was a weather satellite. It was transmitting all the time. Beijing knew what its position was. They could have called and said, look, we've got a problem. We've lost control of a weather balloon. Here's its present position. It's heading toward the Aleutian Islands or toward Alaska. Honestly, it's not a spy satellite. It's just a good old weather balloon. Let's help bring it down. They didn't do that. They wanted to see if they could get away with it. That shows bad intent right from the get-go.
The balloon is said to have drifted over or near a major ICBM missile base. Stratcom itself in Nebraska and the B-2 command in Missouri. Accidental, John? Do we take that down as coincidence?
Yeah, purely coincidental that it went over such strategic locations. And, you know, after it became public that we knew the balloon was up there, I think the Chinese probably went out of their way to avoid other locations to see if they could carry off the scam. I think this whole thing highlights really fundamental mistakes that were made all throughout the course of this affair. And especially given the news today that you mentioned that this is part of a widespread Chinese intelligence gathering agency all over the world. That information didn't occur in the last 48 hours. The administration must have understood that, which makes the original decision by the commander of the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, to allow this thing to come into Alaskan territory without shooting it down in the first place. He said publicly, General Van Heck said publicly, that the balloon was not demonstrating hostile intent, and therefore he didn't think it was a military threat. Well, what was it supposed to do to demonstrate hostile intent? It was floating toward our territory. Honestly, that to me is hostile intent enough.
And the puzzle now, the cancellation of the visit or postponement of the visit by Secretary of State Blinken to Xi Jinping, that suggests that there's more here than just national security. There's also an effort by the Biden administration, what, to appease, to find detente? Where was that mission going before it was interrupted, to your knowledge, John?
No, I think that's exactly what the intent was, to try and calm the relationship down. Why are they so intent on that? Because the overriding priority for the Biden administration internationally as a whole, but specifically with respect to China, is to sign a climate change agreement. All else is secondary in their mind, and they wanted to get back on track. This balloon has obviously thrown that strategy away. And I think it was right to cancel Blinken's visit, but we need more. For example, how about a ban on importing any aerospace products made in China, or in addition, a prohibition on any American exports to China that involve aerospace technology? I think we've got to get serious about this.
The State of the Union mentioned in passing about the Chinese balloon, but it didn't go into the details that we're getting today. And John, more is coming. This is an incomplete report. They're going to find that payload, and they're going to bring it up, and we're going to understand what the Chinese have been up to. Not only here, John, but you know there was a second balloon in Central and South America at the same time,
right,
over Costa Rica, over Colombia, over, we can presume, Venezuela. And we're told that there's a program worldwide for 40 countries and five continents. John, did China expect to get away with this, or is this a – I've been told that the leadership is in its own bubble, that its arrogance misleads it, and that it rules the world without actually conquering the world. It makes assumptions that are false. Is that accurate, John? Are they detached from reality?
Well, I don't think they're detached from reality. I think they're pretty arrogant, though. And it could well be one purpose of this balloon, obviously, to gather intelligence. But another purpose is to test our defense systems, to see when we detect the balloon and to see what we do. The next time they send a balloon over, what if it's carrying biological or chemical weapons or a nuclear weapon or who knows what? This is the kind of thing that they are assessing. The determination of the Biden administration to protect the continental United States, and what they saw was pretty pathetic.
What do we need from the administration now, John? What do the American people need to be calmed or to be quieted?
Well, you know, the as you rightly say, there's still an awful lot we don't know here. There were congressional briefings today, the House and the Senate. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana, obviously a very interested state in this thing, came out of the briefing and said he now had more questions than he had before he had the briefing. So there's a lot more to come here, and I don't think any of it's going to be good news about our preparedness in some respects, the attitude of our military. If that's what the North American Air Defense Command let this thing in, didn't challenge it, didn't try and take it down, didn't do anything except watch it go by, it's really stunning to me.
And just a moment, John, the remark that the administration made in the first few hours that this wasn't the first balloon and pointed to the Trump administration. I want to make sure I've read your interviews correctly. You had no knowledge of such a program, and neither did your colleagues. Is that correct, John?
That is correct. Right through the administration, that was a cheap political shot, and the Biden administration has been trying to make up for it subsequently. And the more they say, the more they really are being critical of their own actions, showing they just really didn't have this under control.
And treated it as if it was a partisan debate for television and not a threat to national security. I'm going to hesitate here, John, just because I don't want to jump to any conclusions. We're warned not to do that. But this sounds like an intelligence attack on the United States of America, John. That's what, and a program to continue to do it indefinitely.
And I think this is the tip of the iceberg. This is why national security has to be a much bigger issue in the 2024 presidential and congressional campaigns than most recent elections. This is a continuing threat to the United States.
John Bolton, former National Security Advisor. I'm John Bash.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.